Hello, and welcome to House to Home, our second segment of the day. This is Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guests today are Kevin Cade and Eileen Schaefer with Main Source Bank. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning again. So before we were talking a little bit about the new changes to the real estate laws and that kind of thing, but Main Source Bank has always been involved in the community. You guys really, I think more than many banks, really are out there doing stuff. Can you talk a little bit about how you're involved?
Sure, Nancy, thank you. Yes, Main Source is very involved in the community. One of the things that we do, which I really am proud of, is that we ask all of our employees to give back to their communities. So not just in Bloomington and Monroe County, but everywhere in our footprint. We ask our employees to give 8 hours of volunteer time. So that can be either volunteering, you know, we do a lot here in Bloomington with building out for the Habitat for Humanity. We've done a lot of the Girl Scouts, the Cookie College, which is really a lot of fun.
Those
little girls love it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also have taught financial literacy to the Boy Scouts, so where they were actually able to earn a badge.
Oh,
a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. We've also done a lot with, you know, we've been involved with Lemonade Day, which is, you know, obviously near and dear to your heart.
Yep.
So Boys and Girls Club. Both of you, actually.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of fun to see those kids just, you know, start their own business and just kind of be entrepreneurs. So, but we've also just done a lot of partnering with IU Health and in various capacities. So just really proud of the fact that we are so involved in the community. And earlier this year, we made it as a decision as a bank to give $50,000 to the Community Foundation of Monroe County. And I think Kevin was going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the foundation's a great way for us to find people that have a need in the community to do certain things, and the money's used appropriately. It's strictly for giving back to the community, and you know, we're really proud of that. It's an easier way, I think, for folks to find grants and money they need to do certain types of things. As you know, Bloomington's very diverse, and one of the reasons that two IU grads sitting here are still in Bloomington is really the people. You know, it's as Eileen said, we're required to spend 8 hours a day. We both do a lot more than that, I think. I serve on the Board of Commissioners for the Housing Authority, do a lot of work in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club in that vein. So Brian is a board member, and Nancy, you have your interest in the Boys and Girls Club. And so we're very proud of the fact that we try to reach out. The Housing Authority, of course, serves low to moderate income folks, and banks are required under the Community Reinvestment Act to give back and to measure how we do those types of things and serve people that sometimes can't serve themselves. Another way I am involved somewhat in the community is I teach a home buyer class for the hand department, which allows folks looking for a mortgage that are in low to moderate income brackets to get down payment assistance and maybe to be able to purchase a home earlier than they might have been able to. So it's a great process. They learn about realtors and inspectors and appraisers and homeowners insurance guys and someone like myself that does mortgage lending. So that's an opportunity that's out there, and folks should look into it if they have a need for down payment.
Well, and I think most people before they buy their first house should have to go through some kind of class like that, frankly.
Well, as you know, I mean, the process is so If you don't work in it daily like Brian and I do, it's really something you have to almost depend on someone else to get information from. And so that's the purpose of, you know, trying to reach out and make sure that people are educated about what they have to go through. It's one of the things we do in our business that we have to make sure that people are in position to be able to start the process of home buying.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not ready. So we turn out to be counselors in that regard and help people learn what they need to do to get in position to be in position to,
absolutely,
to purchase a home.
Well, and I love that you're already starting with children, like through the Lemonade Day, which, you know, that's an entrepreneurial program where I'm sure the things you're teaching there are, you know, fiscal responsibility, as well as you talked about the
Boy Scouts. Yeah,
the Boy Scouts you did it for. They learned a badge. And I thought, wow, that's really setting the seeds. You're putting the seeds in, and hopefully then they'll get nourished throughout their years. And once they get to home buying age, they'll be ready.
Exactly. And I think Eileen does, in the past, has done Bank on Bloomington, mm-hmm. which is also yep. a program that teaches not necessarily children, but also adults that need some assistance or learning just mm-hmm. how to do the basics in banking, like checking accounts and savings accounts and those types of things.
Well, so. When we went to high school, they taught that in high school in yeah. accounting, how to balance your checkbook. I don't think they teach that anymore.
No, they don't.
Because I know that my kids didn't know how, and I was like, where's your check register?
What's a check register?
What? I just look on my bank account, and I'm like, well, how do you know if it's canceled if you don't keep track?
Right.
So that's I should have done a better job, I guess. I finally did, but they don't balance checkbooks Mm-mm. anymore like nope. we used to with the pencil and the paper.
right.
Yeah, a lot of that is handled online now, you can do a daily reconciliation with not a lot of effort or time. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people go that route. Main Source Bank has state of the art online banking mm-hmm. that allows people to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an advancement in banking that has just really recently happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I do it. I have Quicken, mm-hmm. but right. it downloads right into my, you know, my software, so right. I'm mm-hmm. able to know exactly where I am.
But I think people have to understand too. This, you guys are a resource.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think of your banking people as a resource, not just for. I mean, they can help you balance your checkbook, but also, you know, that home buying process, it's intimidating. It's like, where do you start? I always ask people, well, where do you bank? Go talk to your loan officer. Right. Talk to someone at the bank first, mm-hmm. and you know they can start helping with the process. And it doesn't have to be intimidating and scary.
Mm-hmm. So. I agree, and I think that's a good point. And I think what Kevin and I like to do, we've been doing this for quite a while together, mm-hmm. Is we work together as a team. So when we have a customer, we, you know, ask a lot of questions. We try to find out what we can do to help them, where they are in their lives, mm-hmm. you know, how we can benefit them. And a lot of the times when he teaches these classes at hand, we also talk with them about establishing credit or reestablishing credit mm-hmm. Through a secured card or through somebody helping them with co-signing, you know, and it's whether they bank with Main Source or they bank somewhere else, we're just trying to help them to get reestablished right. yeah. And to get started. So we talk about things like that. We also, once we, you know, maybe have them in the bank, we talk to them about other opportunities. Main Source has a full investment group. We use Raymond James as our investment mm-hmm. group. We have great business banking products, so we talk to them about maybe they're a small business owner as well. Mm-hmm. So we talk to them about our free business banking. You know, we just have a lot of capabilities. We can do any kind of loan for them. And I think, Kevin, you know, you have a lot of different kind of loan categories that you can actually offer.
We do. We offer, and I may have mentioned this in the first segment, but we offer every type of conforming loan, FHA, VA, USDA, rural housing, mm-hmm. all of those products, some mm-hmm. of which are zero down payment, like right. VA and USDA, yeah. which allows people to go ahead and buy a house sometimes when they haven't had the opportunity to right. accumulate money for down payments and mm-hmm. closing costs and those kind of things. So real happy with the products we have and the service we're able to do. We like to think we're kind of a mid-sized bank and we have all the bells and whistles of the bigger banks, but maybe better mm-hmm. customer yep. service. So
absolutely.
That's, we've always kind of prided ourselves, Eileen and I have, on that mm-hmm. we're, you know, we don't just close the loan and that's it.
Right,
if people
right.
have things come up afterwards, we're there for them mm-hmm. to check in with us, and we like to try to help.
And if you haven't been to our branch on the east side, we have what's called a interactive teller machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually go to the machine and you just kind of just press the screen and Reba comes on. So kind of an interesting concept, but we're the first bank here in Bloomington to actually have that, where you actually can bank from 7 to 7. It's a live person. It's a drive-through, but it's actually a person that's there talking with you and helping you. So if you haven't seen that yet, you really need to check it out.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
And one other thing I'd like to mention, we're partnering with the Chamber of Commerce to have a business after hours coming up on November 19th.
The 12th.
Oh, I'm sorry, November 12th, which is an opportunity if you're a chamber member to come and see our new branch on the east side of town, and we'll have some snacks and some beverages and an opportunity just to see who we are and get to know us a little bit.
Great.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.